Even in the church body, Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, it can happen. If I'm a part of the majority on this issue, then it must be okay. Now, I'm suggesting this morning not to have an insurrection and rise up. That's not what I'm suggesting by any means. But I do want us to remember this. The majority has been wrong on many occasions. The majority has been wrong sometimes in our country. The majority has been wrong in our state. The majority, whatever that crowd may be, has been wrong in our community often. The majority has been wrong in our church body, Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Now, how can I say such a thing? I say it not to have a moment here, but I say it because the largest crowd in the Gospels got it wrong. When they voted with their mouths and with their fists, crucify him. All of them got it wrong. Jesus is not interested in the majority. The clear teaching in the Beatitudes. What Jesus is interested in is these attitudes, this way of living. The poor in spirit. Being about being merciful. Mourning. Pure in heart. Being a peacemaker. The target is not so much happiness. Although I will say, if you look up certain translations, it will translate the word blessed as happy. I would say blessed is a smaller circle than happy. Happy is a bigger circle. The target is not so much happy here, it's to be blessed. What's the difference here? Am I just parsing things? Is there really a difference between being happy and being blessed? Again, happy is not the target. Blessed is the target. Happy is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And sometimes living these Beatitudes, we can still be happy, actually. I'm not saying it negates happiness by any means. I'm just saying the target is blessed. Happy is a fleeting emotion. It's here one moment, gone the next. Here's some examples. Were you happy after Thanksgiving dinner? I was. Man, the turkey was good and the mashed potatoes really excellent. The vegetables, the pumpkin pie and whipped cream. Man, that felt good. Happy and satisfied. Then 15 minutes passed. Indigestion. Upset stomach. I've got to lay down on the couch. Would someone else do the dishes? I can't take it. Waking up in the morning. Going for a run, having an excellent start to the day, and a cup of coffee. Optimism is right around the corner for the day. Happiness fulfilled. Then the day happens, and the day's challenges come your way. And by the time that you go to bed, that happiness that was there in the morning with that cup of coffee, it's faded, and you're in bed. Can you relate to that? Or happiness is going on that dream vacation, on the ride that you dreamed about, and to the game that you wanted to see, and you're with your spouse or significant other, and you're having a great time, happy and fulfilled is how you describe things. Then you head home, and you get the bill in the mail on everything that you spent while you're on your vacation. Happiness is fleeting. I'm afraid our culture is seeking happiness. That's not a target of Jesus. He's not against happiness. That's just not a target. Or put it this way. Isn't it true that we say such things as this? If you're a youth, you might say, I'll be happy when I'm a teenager. And then when you're a teenager, you say, I'll be happy once I'm a young adult and don't have a curfew. And then once you're a young adult, I'll be happy once I have kids. And then we say, I'll be happy once the kids are gone. Happiness, hey, it ain't Jesus' target. Now again, nothing wrong with happiness, it just isn't the target. The target is blessed. Blessed. Blessed is something that cannot be taken away. That's powerful. In the Greek, makarios is what it's saying here. Makarios is a word that is a statement of a condition of what you are that will never change. It's not as if you're blessed on Monday and then it fades away and it comes back again on Friday. Blessed is not the idea that I'm blessed when my environment agrees with me or life circumstances fall my way. Blessed is a status. It's a statement of who you are. I don't have my wallet with me right now, but just recently I got my new Oregon driver's license, and I noticed the new license that I have, maybe you've done this, the Oregon ID. I've compared my Oregon ID to my ID from 9 years ago. I paused and, how did I change? And the good news was there were lots of things that didn't change.